Friends, we are continuing our shiur in the sugya in Krisus. This is the third shiur. We presented a number of kashas in the previous shiurim. We will bring another stira in Rashi. In the Gemara in Makkos, Yigimel Amid Aleph, Yigimel Beis, it says, Zisanya, Echachai B'Kris, Vechachai B'Mises Beis, and Yeshna B'chal Makkos Arboim. Whether it's Krisus or Mises Beis, then you can get both and also get Malkus. That's Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva says no. Chayvi Krisus, you can get Malkus, but not Chayvi Mises Beis Din. And the Gemara says they're arguing a case where the person got Hasra from Malkus. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Nafshi Nid Natsaras Mises Beis Din Lokin Alav. Rabbi Shmuel says even if he has Hasra from Malkus, even though it's a lav shenita and lazarus mises beis din, he knew there was going to be mises beis din. Since he gets a surah from malchus, he gets malchus as well. Rabbi Kiva says no, lav shenita lazarus mises beis din ain lokan alav, and therefore there will be no malchus if he was over on this iser. Because it's a lav shenita lazarus mises beis din, Rabbi Shmuel says no. Even though it's a lav shenita lazarus mises beis din, he's still going to be getting malchus. So according to Rabbi Kiva, why does a person get kares and malchus? If it's the lav shenita lazarus mises kares, then why does he get malchus? Amar lei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi hachi amar avimi meagrunya shmei the rabba chayvi kris lo tzrichi asra. Chayvi krisis don't require hasra, because we see that Pesach Pesach Omila Anash afal pishalo is here. There's an onesh even though there's no azhara. So what does the Gemara mean? We'll see a moment in Rashi. In a moment, the asubei la malchus Rashi says lechude. He only got hasra from malchus. So does he get malchus in such a case? So according to Rabbi Shmuel, he does. Because the lav shenita lazarus mises beis din, lazarus dover shechayven al mises beis din, something that's given over to, there's a warning that one could get mises beis din. Rabbi Shmuel says, lokin. Rabbi Kiva says, ain lokin. Rashi says, ain lokin. Shehisra bo malchus belo misa. But they get hasra from malchus that misa. For shenot nitan lav zel lazarus onesh. Malchus kishar lavin. Because this isn't given for an azhara of onesh of malchus like other lavin. Why? Sherei hutzruch lahazhiro. Shim lokain lo ayachol lachaybo misa, because we had to warn him, because otherwise we could not have been mechayev him misa. So that's why, if there is asharas misa space, then ain lokain alav, because this warning is for the misa, not for the malchus. And then the Gemara continues and says that. Why is there kares and malchus? Aitz nafshin el tzaras kares. So the answer is that chayvi krisus lo tzrichi hasra. Hasra here means azhara. You don't need an azhara for chayvi krisus. So because pesach hamila there's kares without an azhara. So therefore the azhara is coming from malchus. Rashi explains pesach hamila embem lo sase vanishlem kares. Even though there's no lo sase, there is still going to be an onesh kares. You see that the lo sase is not for the kares, but rather it is for the malchus. You can have malchus and kares, but not, according to Rabbi Kiva, misa and kares. So, bottom line, we have two mahalchim in Rashi to explain the yisod of lav shenita and lazarus misas beis din ein lokan alav. In Maseches Eruvin, that we saw in the previous shir, the Yud Zayin, Rashi explained, do you know why lav shenita and lazarus misas beis din ein lokan alav? Because lazharas misa nitan velola malchus. In other words, any lav that's nitan laonish, that every lav has its punishment. Their lavin of malchus and their lavin of misa. And if the lav is given for misa, then it's not given for malchus. What's the lav for? So Rashi says, lazharas misa nitan below the malchus. It's given for misa, not for malchus. That's why you have the lav. For misa and not for malchus. But in Maseches Makkos, Rashi's Marich and he's Machadish another reason. Sherei Hutzruch, we read this now. Sherei Hutzruch la'as hero, he had to be warned. Shim lokein lo'ay yachol l'chaybo misa. Because if not, he couldn't have been Machayiv him misa. In other words, there's a Tanai that it's impossible to be Machayiv misa unless there is a lav. And if so, this lav was written Letzorach Asharas Misa. And there's not a Stam Losa say that you can get Malkus for. So this is a different parish. The first perish was that a lav is given for an onesh. So when you have a lav that for which there's misa, so it's given for misa, not for malchus. Once it's given for misa, then it's taken. It's already taken up. It can't be given for malchus. And here Rashi says, here in Malchus, Rashi says that there's a t'nai that you can't be mechayev misa unless there's a lav. Why not lav shenitin l'asaros misas beizdin? Ain lokin alav? Why not lav shenitin l'asaros misas beizdin? Ain lokin alav? Because there is a t'nai that you can't be mechayev misa unless there's a lav. And if so, this lav was written for the asharas misa. Misa, Rashi says, needs a lav. So, if this is given over to asharas misa, then the lav is for asharas misa because misa needs a lav. That's not what Rashi said in Erevin. In Erevin, Rashi said Pashat. It was given for misa, not for malchus. Here, Rashi says be'arichus because he had to be warned. Shehut shechlasir. We had to warn him because otherwise we couldn't have been mechayiv in misa. Is misa, Rashi's telling us, he requires an azhara. And then once you have the azhara for misa, and obviously it can't be given for malchus, but that's not, Rashi doesn't say azhara is misa nitan below the malchus like he does in Erevin. Here he says, he had to be warned. Because otherwise he couldn't have been mechayiv in misa. There's a tenai for chi of misa, that there's a lav. And therefore this lav is coming for the chi of misa, it's a different hezber. So it would seem from this that we can make a big chakira in that we pass in b'chol mokom that you need two psukim to be mechayiv a person, one for a lav and one for an onish, like the lashon of the Gemara, as hara shemanu onish minayin, is the yisora mechayiv of the iser, as hara halav, that it all starts out that what's mechayiv a person, the lav, and then comes the onish and is mechadish totzos bedin. The onish comes and tells us that there's going to be an outcome, that if he's over on this lav, he's going to get this punishment. So is the Yisod HaMechayev the lav, and then on top of that comes the outcome, the punishment, or no. Maybe the Yisod HaMechayev is the Onesh, that there's a Gilui Das Torah, that it's something that one should not do, and a person gets an Onesh for doing it. And nevertheless, there's a kula of ein onshin only kein mazhirim. There's a gilui das Torah that it's something that you can't do, and you're mekabel an onish. And nevertheless, there's a kula of ein onshin only kein mazhirim, that the Torah gives hasra to a person, b'dome la hasra she'aidim nosnim l'misha rotza lavor avera. That the Torah gives a hasra, the Torah gives an azhara to the person, just like Eidim give an azhara. So really, the onish is what's mechayiv. It's the onish that's mechayiv. The only thing is, you can only give the onish if there's first an azhara. But it's not the azhara that's mechayiv, and then on top of that you have an onish, according to this tzad, but that it starts with the onish. The onish is telling you that you can't do it. But there's a kula that unless you have an azhara, you can't give the onish. So it would appear that Rashi and Erevin learned kipshuta, that the ikar iser is the lav, and the onish is megal l'chomer halav, and the outcome of the punishment. And then it's mistabrish that any lav that has one onish with its chumra, so when you have a lav, it's only going to have one onish. So if the onesh is going to be misa, we understand that the onesh haray is misa, not malchus. So therefore this person can't be given malchus, because each lav has the most chamer onesh, whatever the most chamer onesh is. So it starts off with the yisod ha-machayiv is the lav, and then the onesh is on top of the lav, that's the outcome. And once you have the lav, it's telling you that you're not allowed to do it. And if you have a serious, he's going to get the more serious onesh, because he's telling you that that's what really you deserve for this act, and therefore the person's not going to get any less, because he can't get both. right? Because there's only one there's one lav, and it's given for either the Misa or Malkus. Since Misa is the more chamor, so we understand that that's really what's roy to be given for this chait. And if they're given a lesser asura of Malkus, then there's going to be no Malkus, because what's really roy for this chait is Misa. However, in the Sugi of Malkus, we can't learn that way, because there we have a vimimi agrunya in the name of Rava, that chayv krisis don't require asura. In other words, we give karis to a person even if there's an onesh without an azhara, velav. You can give krisis without an azhara, without asura, without a warning, without an ono. So you see, you don't need a lav in order to be mechayv a person, and the etzem chiyuv is already included in the pasuk of the onesh. And the entire need to write an azhara of a lav is only because of the gedra of hasra, like the lashon of the Gemara, chayv krisis lo tzrichi hasra. But the point of the azhara is the hasra, that the Torah is like warning you, just like Edom. So that's like the second side of our chakira. It's really it's the onesh telling you not to do it, and they're just a tanai that you need a lav. So for karis, you don't have that tanai, but for Mrs. Bazin you do. So since chayv krisis lo tzrichi hasra shel Edom, so who adin, they don't need asura shel Torah. And it's enough that the Torah says whoever does it is chayv karis. So we see that the onesh is not totally belav. The chiyuv onesh and iser shebedavar is established already before the asura. And therefore we don't have to say, we can't say that lav shenitan lasharas misis beizdin ain lokin alav, because the lav was set for misa, not for malchus. Because the lav is in mechadish the iser, or brings the onesh. It's not the purpose of the lav, because the onesh already tells us the iser and the onesh. So what's the point of the lav? It's not to tell us that there's an iser, and therefore that paves the way for the onesh, because the iser is already told to us by the onesh, just like you have by karis. You have the onish without the iser. The onish already tells you the iser. You don't have to have a lav beforehand. The onish already tells you that it's forbidden. So therefore, Rashi had to explain in Makis, Shiyesh tam acher. There's another reason for the man diarma leman not lav nitan lasharis misis beis and ain lokan alav, and that's because again lashon Rashi shari hutzach las hero sheim lokan lo yochel lechayvo misa. He had to be warned, otherwise there'd be no chiyuv misa. That since the lav is coming because of the condition that you need a hasara, you need a warning first, and without an hasara, you can't be mekayim the onesh. It's like a tanai. Really, the isser is the onesh, but there's a tanai that you need an hasara beforehand. So once you're mekayim that tanai of giving you the hasara before the onesh, there's no extraneous lav for malchus. That no-no has already been taken up by Misa. Because in order to get Misa by Beis Din, you need first an Azhara. It's not like Rashi learned in Erevin, that the lab is telling you that it's Usser in the first place. No, we already know it's Usser from the fact that there's an Onish. However, there's a Tanai that you need an Azhara first. So once we're mekayim that tonight, that you have the azhara, so it's already taken up for the onesh, and it's not extra for malchus. It's already taken up for the more serious onesh of misa, and it's not extra for malchus. And we can take it a step further, that according to the Sugi and Makis, there's a chiluk in the geder of a lav with the onish malchus, which is not the same fundamentally as a lav of an onish misa. What does that mean? Explanation is as follows. There are more than 200 lavin for which one gets malchus. And it doesn't say each time in the Torah there's going to be malchus. They're all learned from Los Achsom. She called Mokum Shinamra Losasi Shibitobatora Lokanolov. If there's a maisa like lo sachsom, like a muzzling your axe. Mitzad sheni b'chol lav yesh bo misa, b'chol lav sheish bo misa. There is an onus of misa for that lav. Adarab, the lav is tuffel to the onish. It's only b'toras hasra, like we explained. The lab is a forewarning, but the ikar is the misa. They're just to deny that there has to be a lab first, but the ikar is the misa. So you have all these lavin, and they're all learned from Lo Sachsa. But if there's misa, there's a special miyu, special ownership of misa. It's mentioned, and the lab is tuffle to them. So kumtais, it emerges from this. And according to the Sugya and Makis, the lav of Malkus are different than the lavim of Misa b'Yisod HaMachayev. And in the Geder of the Tseiruf of the Azhar and the Onish. How? Because in lavin of Malkus, the Isser is Chal al Yidei Azhara. And the Mela, the Onish is Chal, Kevin She'over al Azharas HaTorah. Since the person is over on what the Torah warned, he gets the onus as well. And there's no onus of Malkus on an Avela or on Basir B'Cholov. The onus of Malkus is a general thing. He's did against the Tzivui of the Torah. Like the Lashon of the Gemara at the beginning of Tumura, that an Avarian is punished because of Avraham Emad Rachmana. But in Lavin of Misa, Isser chol al yidei pasuk shenemar ba'onesh. When it comes to lavin, so the malchus is chal because of the azhara. When you have the azhara, which is the isser, and then memela, there's a malchus because he was over on azhara satorah. There's no special malchus for each isser. There's just an isser. He was over on memar drachmana. When it comes to lavin of Misa, the Yisr is chal on the pasuk where it says the onesh for this specific chi of Misa. Just like by Chayve Krisus, the Yisr and the onesh of Kares comes without the Azhara. But by Misa, so you need an Azhara because there's an Inyan of Asra. You have to have Asra before, just like by Adam. But the Ikar is the chi of Misa. That tells us that it's Asr. Because in Misa we say, in onesh elam kein mazhirin. And it requires a hasra shel Torah, just like you need a hasra yidei edim. So by lavin shel misa, the isser is the chi of misa. They're just a tenai that you need a hasra before, just like you need a hasra for av edim. So it emerges that the onesh comes because of the guf ha'avera, that he's chai of misa because of Chomer Isser Shabbos or Avodah Zarah, that the Chepetz of Chil Shabbos is Mechayiv him on a skila, and the Chepetz of Baal Eish Asish is Mechayiv also Chenek. There's no general punishment of Avraham Memra Drachmana. There's a specific punishment of Chomer Arishas Sheba Avera Azos. You have the serious Avera, and the Torah says for this he gets Chiyuv Misa. So it's for this specific Avera the Torah pointed out a Chiv Misa, not just a general, don't do this, and then we learn out from Lo Sachsum that there's going to be Malkus. So the Avera Klalib, here, it's each Avera has its own specific Onesh that's mentioned, and that's what's Mechayiv. It's the Onesh. The Onesh is coming because of the Gufa Avera. That by Eish Asish, the onish is an Eish Asish tikka punishment, not the Avraham Memad Rachmana. And by Shabbos, it's a Shabbos tikka punishment, not Mishum the Avraham Memad Rachmana, like by Malkus. Now, there are a number of sugas that we discussed in a previous shir that argue with Avimi Me'agrunya Mishmei Derav Maseches Malkus, like in Megillah. Rashi says that you need an Azhar for in order to give an onish Karis. Also Rashi Yevamis the Ramasu the Karis and the Malchus. The Havle Loncha Karis and Ken Hisirala. So not like Rabbi Vimi Meagrunya. You need an Azhar from Malchus. So according to those sugyas, we have to explain Bipshitus. There's no chilik between the lav of Malchus and the lav of Misa. Then in both of them, the Yisoda Mechayiv and Chalos Isser is Machmas Halav Atzmo. And the Onesh is only coming to tell us what the outcome is. Not like the Sugin Malchus with Avim Meagrunya, that the Onesh is what is the Yisoda Mechayiv. And the lav is just the Tanai. No! The Yisoda Mechayiv is the lav, and then the Onesh comes on top of that. According to the other sugyas that hold that you need an Azhara for Karis. Only here they hold you don't need an Azhara for Karis. You can say that, you don't need an Azhara. It's really the Onish that's Mechayiv you. The only thing is, there's a Tanai for Misa that there has to be a Lav as well. But the other sugyas that argue and hold that there has to be an Azhara for Karis, it starts with the Yisr. The Lav is the Yisoda Mechayiv, and then only on top of that you have the Totsos. Now, Shitas Rashi and Sanan Erevin is that the Gemara says, that there's Malchus for Al Tifnu Ela Ovos Vela Yedonim. Pasuk in Kedoshim. If somebody asks to do Ovi Yedoni, to do this Kishuf, that's asking. This is not a Lav Shenithin Lazarus Mises Bezdin. Because the Mis of the Baal Ovi Yedoni. Is an onesh on the ashar of lo yimatzei b'cha b'shol ovi yedoni. However, this whole shita is against the sugi and makas. This that we're saying in Erevin, that there's a lav of al tifnuela ovos vela yedoni, if somebody's shoela ovi yedoni. And it's not a lav aniten lasharas misa is based in, because the misa is an onesh on the ashar of lo yimatze b'cha v'sholov yidoni. So the ashara comes from elsewhere. It's not from al tifnu. So this shita is against the sugin makis. Because according to that sugya, the lav of Malchus and the lav of Misa are not in the same category of Isser. Because in Malchus, the Iker Isser is because of the Azhara. And the Misa, the Iker Isser, is because of the Onesh, as we explain. And therefore it's not possible to say that the Misa of the Baal Ov V'Yedoni itself is an Onesh and the ashar of lo yimatze b'cha tzatzer v'chover chover v'shovel ovi yedoni, because chover 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 is b'malkus, and it's not possible that you have a common lav for two asurim that this is b'malkus and this is b'misa. It can't be that the ovi yedoni is going to be b'misa, and the chover chover is going to be b'malkus, because according to the sugya in Makis, there's a fundamental difference between a lav of misa and a lav of malkus. And a lav of misa, it's the onesh misa that's the yisod mechayiv, and a lav of malkus, it's the lav that's the yisod mechayiv. So this that the Rashi in Erevin says, that the lav for the misa of Ovi Yedoni is in the same pasuk as Chover Chover, would not fly according to Sugin Makis. Because according to Sugin Makis, there's a fundamental difference between a lav of an Onish Misa and a lav of an Onish Malkis. And therefore we have to say that the Sugin Erevin is learning Shekol Isser Tolui Bazhara, that really the Yisod HaMechayiv is the Isser, is the Azhara, is the no-no. And that they're chilukim in the punishment, whether it's Malchus, Karis, or Misa, that doesn't show that it's a different Geder Azhara. It's the same Geder Azhara. And therefore, Rashi and Erevin can say that that it's from Lo Yimatzei Lecha, V'sho'o Lo V'yadoni. It's going to be together with Chover, 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 and that one's going to be an Azhara for Misa, and one's going to be an Azhara for Malkus. It's Rashi and Makis that holds that there's a fundamental difference. It's because we see a Ravimi Agrunya. So therefore, there's a fundamental difference between the lav of the Malkus and the lav of the Mises based in. So they can't be put together. But according to the Sugya and Erevin, it's not like that. According to the Sugya and Erevin, the Yesod HaMachayev for Misa and Malkus is the same. Is the Azhara. And on top of that, you have whatever the onus is. So that's why in Erevin we have the pasuk of Al Tifnu for the Malkus. And the Azhara for the Misa is going to be for, and that's for being Shoel, the Al Tifnu. And then the Azhara for the Misa is going to be from Lo Yimatzei Lecha, the Pasuk in Parashat Shoftim. So therefore, Rashi was correct in Erevin when he explained that the reason why lav shenitan lazharas misa beis and ain lokan alav is because lazharas misa nitan below the malchus, because every lav was given for its ownish. Their lavim of malchus and their lavim of misa, and if a lav was given lazharas misa, then it's no longer given for malchus. Because it's going to be one or the other. So since in Erevin we're learning that it's the lav is mechayev you both Malkus and Misa, but when you have the lav and you want to know which one it's going on, it's got to be going on the more chamer punishment. It's telling you that it's getting the more chamer punishment. So that's going to be the Misa, not the Malkus. But not as the Gemara and Malga and Makkos would have it, that Shrei Hutzrich Las Hiro Shim Lokein Lo Yochol Lechayv Misa. That really, what's Mechayv is the Misa. There's just a Tanai that there has to be an Azhara first. That's the way the Gemara and Makkos learns because of a Ravimi. But the Gemara and Erevin is learning that the Yisodah Mechayev is the Lav. And that whether it's Misa or Malkus, whether really what asers you is the Lav. And just there are different punishments. And once you have the Lav, so then the Lav is telling you that when there's a punishment on top of the Lav, it's telling you that really this punishment should go with the Lav. So if you have two, if you have Malkus and Misa, you get the person gets the Misa. So now we can understand why Rashi and Erevin and Rashi and Sanhedrin are learning that the Azhara for the Misa is from Lo Yimatzei Bacha in Parashas Shoftim. Because even though it goes together with Chover Chover, which is an Onish Malkus, but those Sigis are holding that it's not fundamentally the Lav of Onish Misa is not fundamentally different than the Lav of the Onish Malkus, and both in the Yisodah Mechayiv is the Lav, is the Azhara. As opposed to the Sig and Malkus, which can't learn that way, can't learn from it that it's coming from Lo Yimatzei. Because Lo Yimatzei is telling you Lo Yimatzei B'chad Tzachi V'sho Lo V'yadoni. It can't be that that's giving you an Azhara for a Chiyuv Misa. Because Azhara for a Chiyuv Misa is just out tonight. It's not Mechayiv the Yisr. It's the onus that's Mechayiv the Yisr. So why would that be in the same Pasuk as the Lav for Chiyuv Malkus of Chover Chover, where what's Mechayiv Malkus is the Lav, not the Onish. So that's according to the Sigin Makas, but the way their Rashi's learning the Mishnah Erevin in Erevin and the Mishnah Sanhedrin is that the lav for Misa and lav for Malkus is fundamentally the same. Both of them are telling you it's the lav that's asering you, it's the lav that's mechayiv you. And just on top of that, so what do you get for it? So you get an onesh. What onesh is it, Roy? And if there's Malkus and Misa, so then the person's going to be getting the Misa because that's really the onesh haroy. But it can be in the same parish, in the same pasuk, as a lav for Malkus, where there's a lav for Misa, because they're both fundamentally the same. That is according to Rashi and Erevin and Rashi and Sanhedrin, Rashi and Kain, according to the Sugi and Makis. So I hope that was clear. And obviously there's still a lot more to be worked out over here. B'tzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue B'li Neder, in the next Shir. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.